Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And traditional religions took place in the conference hall of the Palace of Independence in the capital of Kazakhstan in Central Asia. Heads of every religion around the world were in attendance. Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc., all coming together in the spirit of peace and unity. That all sounds good and nice, but what's really the intention of this meeting? The Congress is held once every 3 years in the same place, starting in 2003 in direct reaction to the events of 9/11, first focusing on countering terrorism and extremism issues. This year, Pope Francis, head of the Roman Catholic Church, attended in person and delivered the keynote message. Although his motto for the event was peace and unity, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, was never mentioned. And it seems that the Pope, the supposed head of Christendom, is more concerned with uniting with other religions rather than uniting in Christ as the Bible teaches. Is Pope Francis laying the groundwork for the emergence of a one-world religion? The crux of the United Nations one-world order is global control, in part through a new world religion. As Robert Mueller, the former Assistant Secretary General of the UN, says, quote, "Was it not inevitable that the UN would sooner or later also acquire a spiritual dimension? What the world needs today is a convergence of the different religions in the search for and definition of the cosmic or divine laws which ought to regulate our behavior on this planet. My religion, my nations, must be abandoned forever in the planetary age." In the opening of the Congress, the final declaration was read aloud by Joe Bailey Wells, a bishop of the Anglican Church of England. Aside from direct calls to address climate change, economic inequality, and various social justice issues, the declaration states that the Congress is, quote, "guided by our shared desire for a just, peaceful, secure, and prosperous world." Bringing to mind 1 Thessalonians 5:3, which warns, "When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them." The opening statement also calls for the, quote, "necessity for spiritual and political leaders to work together in addressing the challenges of our world." This idea of merging the church and state is also brought to light in Pope Francis's speech when he says, quote, "There is a healthy connection between politics and transcendence, a sound form of coexistence that keeps their spheres distinct, distinct but not confused or separate." Transcendence is a word he uses in place of religion, and later in the speech he even defines transcendence as, quote, "the beyond worship," suggesting that all religions are at root worshiping the same thing, regardless of where their faith lies. He goes on to say, quote, "Transcendence, for its part, must not yield to the temptation to turn into power," further pushing the church and state into unity. Quote, "Know then to confusion between politics and transcendence, but know also to their separation." Just like ancient Babylon, the early Roman church was both a church and state power, religious and political, and it was also a conglomerate of various pagan belief systems before it ultimately merged with Christianity. Is Pope Francis trying to lead religions of the world into a merger with the Roman church? In his speech, he clearly states, quote, "Our human family cannot advance if simultaneously united and divided, interconnected and torn apart." The Catholic Church believes in the unity of the human family. Based on what he says, it seems he does want to unite the religions of the world under the banner of Catholicism. Pope Francis began his reign by expressing a desire for unity with the Eastern Orthodox, the Anglicans, and many other Protestant denominations, claiming, quote, "Brothers and sisters, Martin Luther's protest is over. Is yours? Then Pope Francis began courting Muslims later in his reign. Quote, to Muslims who worship the one God, I see a tangible sign of the will to grow in mutual esteem and cooperation for the common good of humanity. This common good phrase is the true heart of the papacy, hidden in plain sight, not the divinity of Jesus Christ.
All right, folks, the full report, it goes on for a while, it's very important, is on band.video. Is Pope Francis bringing in a new world religion? We'll be right back.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine, documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
I've got a tiger by the tail to sway me. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Globalists think they're going to enslave humanity, that they're going to win. But I believe and bet on humanity. And I know they got a tiger by the tail. We have a special guest that I saw on the American Journal a few weeks ago with Harrison Smith. And I wanted to get him on. He's here with us from an organization that was more right than anybody out there, even more right than Alex Jones. We'll talk to him in a moment. But let me set the table with this information. Remember, this came out last week. It was in Der Spiegel. It was in the German news. This is what the Great Reset looks like. Germany's Greens plan to ban native Germans from a third of jobs, promote diversity. They don't just bring in outside populations. They then don't let you have a job. German Greens plan to ban native Germans from a third of jobs, promote diversity. Now, a 2002 document, several documents, right here on screen. What about the UN said they'll bring in 600 plus million people for replacement migration in North America, and that they would do the same thing in Europe with 240 million. Anybody go to the UN website, type in replacement migration, you'll be reading it. But they have ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, speeches everywhere saying, if you say this, you're banned. You know what else YouTube just restricted? Videos from 2016 of Democrats questioning the election, questioning machines, and trying to block the electors. You see, once you start censoring, you got to cover your old lie, your new lie, with more lies. So they don't want you knowing about the replacement migration, even though that's what's happening now. So there's a headline by Kellen McBreen that says the infancy of a global police force. Chinese law enforcement services stations operating in USA and Canada and other countries and dozens of other nations. It's actually over 50. To, quote, monitor Chinese citizens inside the U.S. This isn't the infancy. This is 9 months pregnant. This is the global social credit score based on China. This is big tech and corporations allied with authoritarian governments. This is the owner of major basketball team coming out and saying, I don't care about the Uyghurs and slave labor. Here's some of the headlines. Chinese police service centers surveilling nationals across USA, Europe, and Canada. Are you paying attention? Breaking dozens of CCP police stations or surveilling PRC nationals in cities across the USA and Europe and Canada, just like they're setting up dozens of Capitol police stations across the U.S. China has opened overseas political stations in the U.S. and Canada to monitor Chinese political opposition. They don't just have swallows well with a communist Chinese spy. So that's where we are. I'm no fan of what Russia's doing, but Russia's not up in our grill. China is, and the globalists set it up. And the John Birch Society was founded more than, 60-plus years ago when an Army officer, John Birch, who didn't go along with the CIA in 1949, handing all the power to Mao Zedong to defeat Chiang Kai-shek, he was tortured to death, and so the term, the John Birch Society, was founded. I'm not a member of the John Birch Society. But my dad read their writings and woke up when he was young. My grandfather, his father, was aware of it. My dad, when he was a teenager, did radio broadcasts in Dallas. He'd drive up from our ranch, 100 miles south of there, every weekend to do them. And the John Birch Society, if you go read the books and the interviews and the speeches they gave, it all was right. It all came true. So, you wonder why Alex Jones is tomorrow's news today. Well, 50 years news today is the John Birch Society, and Robert Owens joins us for the balance of the hour, National Council member of the John Birch Society. He is the Midwest Regional Field Director, the National Council member of the John Birch Society, a writer for the New American Magazine, the host of the weekly video series Constitution Corner at JBS.org, JBS.org. Prior to joining the field staff, Robert was a trial lawyer and practiced law for two decades. TheNewAmerica.com is the magazine, JBS.org. He joins us now to talk about the Great Reset, the New World Order, and where we are. To say that the John Birch Society and your founder have been vindicated, my friend Robert Owens, is an understatement. Why don't you start with a little history of the JBS, the original Alex Jones?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Alex, for having me on the show. And I wouldn't be much of a Bircher if I didn't begin by saying, Alex, if you're not a member, let me invite you to join the John Birch Society, which you can do online at jbs.org. We have had tremendous members over 60-plus years, four-star admirals, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, scores of Medal of Honor winners that have been among our ranks, that have pursued...
No, there's no doubt. The heart of the American resistance is the John Birch Society. Start at the beginning. Tell us about John Birch.
Yeah, so John Birch was actually a Baptist missionary in China in 1940. And when the Doolittle Raiders, the men that launched off of the USS Hornet and bombed Tokyo at the beginning of the war, when they rained down out of the sky, there was this Baptist missionary named John Birch that rounded them all up, led them over several hundred miles of enemy-occupied territory to a general named Claire Chennault. Chennault was in charge of the U.S. Flying Tigers. He was so impressed with this guy for what he did with the Doolittle Raiders that he gave him a battlefield commission on the spot. Now, since he was a missionary, Birch said, well, I'd love to be a chaplain. But Chennault said, well, son, I've got a chaplain. What I need is an intelligence officer. Birch went on to become the most decorated intelligence officer in the Pacific Theater during World War II and was a dedicated patriot. At the end of World War II, just between the last bomb being dropped on Nagasaki and the surrender ceremony on the decks of the Missouri on the in Tokyo Harbor, Birch was leading a group of men, Chinese and Americans, when he was stopped by some of Mao's communists. And that's when he was tortured and murdered at that point. Now, the reason it became an issue, Alex, is this. At that time, there was a guy named Alger Hiss that was in charge of the U.S. State Department. He had made a policy and had convinced Truman to pursue a policy to betray Chiang Kai-shek and install Mao Zedong into power. And in fact, during that period of time, that transition was taking place. So when the communists murdered this American hero, John Birch, Alger Hiss knew that this would be a PR nightmare. So he had the whole thing covered up, and nobody knew what happened until Alger Hiss was found out to be a Soviet spy. Now, that's why in 1958, when Robert Welch, the founder of our organization, got together with a group of men and decided we need to have a liberty a intelligence agency for the liberty movement and a leadership training academy, essentially a grassroots special forces school for American patriots. And they decided to name it in the honor of John Birch for the sacrifice that he made and the call to action, because he wasn't trained as a soldier. But when his country needed him, Alex, he rose to the challenge.
I get tears in my eyes thinking all the John Birch Society's done and the great name they have. I mean, you guys literally wrote the blueprint of what was going to happen. The vindication is insane. I mean, it's like dead on what was warned of 60 years ago.
Well, and here's why, Alex. It's not like we're Nostradamus or there's any secret sauce to it. It's hard work and research. So Robert Welch was an amazing historian, an amazing intellect. And over the course of 60 years, we've put together one of the world's largest all-private research libraries. We have a full-time staff of researchers that are churning through this material and making sure that when it's pumped out, it's 100% solid and you can take it to the bank. That's why when we had Osama bin Laden on the cover of our magazine in 1998, we were able to tell you with authority who he was, where he was getting his money from, and that he was no more Muslim than Mickey Mouse. This was a hardcore agent of the New World Order.
Powerful. Robert Owens. I'm just going to let you host the rest of the hour. I'm going to come back and introduce you. Yeah. I want you to knock it out of the park. But, man, John Birch Society, Robert Welch, you're talking about the best there is, folks. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wars is tomorrow's news today, but I'm telling you, Robert Welch, you got to find his pieces online, going back 60 years, exposing it all. Incredible information. Robert Owens is a lawyer, one of the main leaders of the John Birch Society, newamerican.com. You get a copy of their magazine. We've covered some of the past, what was predicted, now where we are. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to go?
Well, Alex, you know, first of all, geez, now I do feel slandered. I'm not a lawyer anymore. I'm a former lawyer. So now I can tell the truth, Alex. It's such a relief.
Absolutely. So where to start with the Great Reset? Where to start with where we are in the New World Order? Everything the John Birch Society predicted to a T.
Yeah, so really it starts with this, Alex. You know, right now we have a situation where most people have no idea how their congressman votes. And so if you've got a bad congressman with a bad record, that's a reflection and an indictment on the citizens that live in that congressional district. So the John Birch Society has a long and powerful campaign called Congressional Scorecard. Years ago, we called it TRIM. And what this does is it exposes the congressional records, and not only how they vote, but how much money each voter that cost American households. So we've got national campaigns going around all over the country exposing voting records of unconstitutional representatives so that citizens can understand that, because ultimately, we're going to have no accountability at any level of politics until we have accountability at the electorate level. So for me, when I'm telling my members and great leaders, and we've got wonderful organizations like Michigan Conservative Union that understand that education is important, but you have to put it into action. And so they take our action plans and they actually roll it out to advance things like election integrity, nullification of all federal firearms laws, getting rid of the ability for transgender men to participate in women's sports. All of these
all that's key to victory, and I want you to have the floor and get into all that. But just how did the John Birch Society 60 years ago predicted everything that's now come true? I want to get to that next segment, but get into the Great Reset, the New World Order, where we currently are.
Yeah, so here's where we are. Every time you hear a pundit say, look at those Democrats, how stupid they are. Wrong, Alex. They're not stupid. They're evil geniuses, and they're kicking our butts right now. So we better know the score that we're getting hammered, right? So here's the thing. We need to understand that when somebody like David Rockefeller publishes in his autobiography that he's part of a secret cabal that's specifically invested in destroying the United States and propping up a new world order, we have to take those people seriously. We need to understand what his organization, the Council on Foreign Relations, is all about, and we need to get people educated and activated on that point. Because when you start understanding where these politicians are and how they're connected into groups like the Trilateral Commission and the CFR and those other things, well, now you can follow the money and you can follow the associations to understand the difference between the sheep and the goats. Sun Tzu in the 5th century BC, when he wrote Art of War, said, if you know yourself and you know your enemy, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. Well, we need to know ourselves. We need to know that we're a republic, not a democracy, and that there's a difference. But we also need to know the enemy. We need to understand how the globalist mindset works, what their tactics are, and how we push back. So, you know, things like Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, all of these things are part of a concerted effort. This isn't just some stupid politicians.
And doesn't it scare them now that Congress finally knows about the New World Order and the Great Reset? My book's been number one off it on the last month. That really scares them, doesn't it? Because as soon as we identify that they're the real players, it's game over.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Once we get a sufficient number of Americans to understand the Council on Foreign Relations and the globalists that are seeking to specifically destroy the United States, Alex, that's when we will have them on the run. But here's the exciting part. There are unbelievable warriors, and I'm going to give you a name. J.R. Majewski, a fellow running for Congress in the Toledo area against Marcy Kaptur, a 38-year member of Congress. He is killing it. He is on the warfare fighting and battling and taking the stabs. And the worst stabs are from the establishment Republicans, Alex, right? It's not really a Democrat problem. It's the Republican problem because they don't want constitutionalists in Congress, and you're exactly right.
It's an incredible time to be alive, though. We really are in the main battle now. We're not in New World Order beta. We're in New World Order operational, aren't we?
Without question. But I got to tell you what. You know, when you look at what Thomas Paine wrote in Common Sense, that this idea that if there's to be trouble, let it be now so that my children will know peace. I'm on the tip of the spear for Christ in this fight. We are putting our members to work, and we are getting amazing results fighting in these pits and really, you know, putting power to power, because power only respects power. And so once we understand that we can take charge and we can make these politicians bow to our will, that's exciting.
Well, that's right. I don't mean you can go back to the John Birch Society and, like, simping over it, but he gets no praise. Most people that are mainline don't know what it is. You guys wrote the book. How did you get involved in it? And just how crazy is it that everything that Robert Welch predicted is now here?
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, I was a hopeless neocon. I was involved in Republican politics. I even worked with John Kasich in college. I mean, it was that bad. So after I left the prosecutor's office, I was approached by a member of the John Birch Society, a field officer, and he sat down and told me things, and I thought, you are nuts! No way any of that's true! And I had a very proud formal education, so if I didn't know it already, Alex, it couldn't possibly have been true. But he gave me this book. He gave me this book called Shadows of Power by Jim Perloff. And it sat on my desk for a while collecting dust. Finally, because I liked Mike and I didn't want him to be so wrong and be so silly in the things he was saying, I decided that I would read this book so that I could show him how wrong it is. Well, I've been a member of the John Birch Society ever since, Alex.
Well, that's it. If we can get anybody to humble themselves and actually look at this, you then realize you've been lied to your whole life.
Well, I got to tell you, from my standpoint, not only did it require some humbling to realize that you're wrong, but the first thing that happened is I got mad. I got mad at all the teachers, everybody that I had been involved with politics, because they had lied to me.
And that's what's great. You were already a smart guy. You already knew how stuff worked. It wasn't telling you what to think. It showed you to shift perspective, and then you saw it.
Yeah. No, that's right. Well, then I got depressed, Alex, because I thought I didn't have children at the time, and I thought, how can I bring children into a world like this? And this is where my friend Mike Tommaso made such a difference, this field officer for the John Birch Society. He said, Robert, you might be a history major and you might have gone to Oxford, but you're a terrible historian. And he sat down with the Old Testament and he showed me that when the Israelites reject God, man, it gets ugly fast. But when they find that book and they say, oh, let's start checking this thing out, man, restoration happens in an instant.
Beautiful. Stay there. Let's talk about the current developments. Stay with us.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives and go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
If our people had fled Egypt like the Israelites did, and we're out in the middle of this desert, and I'm a scout, and I find an oasis of clean, healthy water. I see animals drinking out of it. I drink it. It's good. I'm going to run back and say it's here. So when I gush about the John Birch Society, you can literally go back to magazines they wrote 30 years ago, and it's just so dead on, like they had a time machine, but they were actually studying the enemy. Because as they pointed out, Admiral Moore, Chairman Joyce's staff, he was on the show before he died, exposing the New World Order. They had all the real intelligence people that were American patriots advising them what was really happening. So that's why they were dead on decades and decades and decades and decades and decades and decades out. That's why this is so powerful. So Robert Owens, National Council Member of the John Birch Society, website thenewamerica.com. Find your show at jbs.org, videos, Constitution Corner. I'm going to ask a lot of questions, but what would you term the time and the moment we're in right now and just how the gloves are off, the mask is off, it's out in the open?
Yeah, so Robert Weld said, you know, during the end game, the enemy is going to be running naked down the street, and it certainly feels an awful lot like that, doesn't it?
It does. Why? I don't want to get into a groveling session over him, but Robert Welch was just a super genius.
Well, he really was. This was a guy that age 16 graduated from college. By the time he was 20, he had been to the U.S. Naval Academy and Harvard Law School. He took on Felix Frankfurter, a soon-to-be Supreme Court justice, in a public debate on the issue of collectivism versus individualism, and proceeded as a first-year law student to mop the floor with the dude. He was an unbelievable intellect.
And in the free market economy, he literally took over the whole candy market. They go, oh, he's a candy maker. Like, that puts him down, that a super competitive market, he could dominate it.
Yeah, so he invented things like the Sugar Daddy, Junior Mints, and was just an unbelievably self-made man. Now, this is what gave him the connection. So he was on the chairman of the board of directors for an organization called NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers. This was in the 50s, the real who's who of the true American capitalist. I'm not talking about the international financial class. I'm talking about the ones that, you know, are tied to the prosperity of the nation. And because he was so well respected, that's what gave him the opportunity to get these men together. And really, you know, between 1958 and when it's founded, in 1964, when Barry Goldwater pinched the nomination from Nelson Rockefeller, I mean, we had huge growth in that.
And that's now, when they totally turned against you, when you guys warned the Vietnam War was a fraud, all of it. I mean, then the whole system turned against you like they've done InfoWars.
Well, yeah, and what's fascinating, Alex, is we've actually been able to track back the initial orders that came out of the Communist Party, and literally the exact same story that came out of the Communist press was then published in Newsweek and Time and so on and so forth, literally within, you know, a couple days going forward. It's amazing that you can see how this operates, and it's absolute treachery.
Well, what, I want to get into modern stuff, but those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Obviously, you guys weren't defeated, but you were pushed underground to a certain extent. Imagine if Robert Welch and others would have been successful, we would have turned this tide back. We'd probably be on Mars right now.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Robert Welch understood that the cause of liberty was the purest and most sweetest pursuit, that all people, it doesn't matter what color you are, what religion you are, if there's a free market, competitive economic system in a country that where government exists to protect our God-given rights, man, it's unlimited what our growth and potential is.
All right, I've been babbling here. We got 15 minutes, 20 minutes left. What do you want to hit next? Current events, what's happening?
Well, here's where it really comes into play, Alex. People understand that we can't just be moaning and groaning about this stuff. We need to get to work. So here's the thing. We're going to have, you know, campaigns where we're going to have to push election integrity. And I mean real election integrity, not these phony bills that the Republicans are laying out. Stuff that gets rid of the machines, where it's paper ballots, where there's some sort of control over the voter list. What people don't understand is that the voter list now, it's like a game of three-card Monty that's going on with these Secretary of States. So we've got to pass laws and really get through legislation to get that done. So we can use the Constitution to make that happen and to start making those changes. We can use things like the doctrine of nullification to protect the Second Amendment. Because if a state says, hey, we're going to nullify all federal firearms laws in our state, it doesn't matter what Joe Biden and his New World Order commanders, you know, push through.
Sure, just like they have sanctuary cities, we can have liberty cities.
Absolutely. Let's explore liberty. So here's the thing. What my recommendation is, if you mean business, if you want to be part of an organization that is going to give you the absolute best information going, go to JBS.org and sign up. They will put you in touch with a local field officer, guys like me all over the country. We have some of the most unbelievable men and women as professionals that can put you in a specific action agenda chapter where you're going to be doing things, where you're actually going to be making a difference and pushing the purpose of liberty, not just as an academic exercise, but as a specific political pursuit. We're going to use the sort of things that we're going to see from Machiavelli or Sun Tzu, and all of these things get put into play. We're going to make sure that we're a politician's worst nightmare and a statesman's best friend.
Let's talk about the Great Reset, where the New World Order is right now, the UN Master Plan for Humanity, the Chinese opening offices all over the U.S. and Canada. I read 30 years ago, John Birch Society warning of international police. Now it's here.
Yeah, no question about it. And we see that with the FBI, don't we? I mean, what a flipping sham that was. I work with a lot of people up in Michigan, and the whole, phony abduction of Governor Whitmer. I mean, what an embarrassment these people have become. And really, you know what? They're thugs and they're murderers at this point. That's what we're dealing with. That's what the FBI is. And they've weaponized the systems, you know. Look at the doctors that dealt with this COVID stuff, and all the licensing systems were weaponized, you know, against them. You said ivermectin, they're coming to pull your medical license. You know, people wonder why there aren't many good lawyers out there that are liberty-loving lawyers, because they already had all their licenses pulled, because you start saying things that aren't part of the establishment set, baby, you're cut off. And that's how it works. That's what we're dealing with. So we've got to fight back. The war is now, and people are dying. We've got to get in the fight, Alex.
How would you describe, Robert Owens, the John Birch Society, the current battlescape? Well, the New World Order, the populist movement, are they winning? Are we losing? Or how would you describe what's happening worldwide?
You know what? It's like the sword of Damocles is hanging in the balance right now, Alex. It's easy to get down and say that, hey, they're cleaning our clocks and we're about to go under. And I'm not going to suggest that isn't, 100% possible. But I got to tell you what, I spend a lot of time traveling around, Ohio and Michigan, Pennsylvania, certainly, but also around the rest of the country. The amazing strength of the patriots that are out there. There's a lady in Michigan, Linda Wilder. This lady is on fire for liberty. And, you know, you would see this little old lady is what the world sees, but she's a powerhouse. She's amazing.
That's right. Well, no, right? People've never been more awake.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We've got a project right now, and I'm looking at it, and I've got a member of mine, a white Jewish fella, and he's sitting right next to a black evangelical pastor, and they're working together for the cause of liberty. Because you know what? If you love liberty, it doesn't matter what color or religion you are. It's going to benefit you.
I think the globalists are in deep trouble. Their whole vaccine push is falling apart.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's amazing how thoroughly people can be snowed in this thing. And I think what people have to realize is that the mass of people, they're never going to really believe or be involved in anything. What we need to hit is just the small core that matters. If you look at the foundation of our country, right, the Sons of Liberty, the committees of correspondence, this was not like huge numbers of
3%. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Live on your feet, don't die on your knees.
You can face it.
I'm Alex Jones, your host.
You can hear it.
I want to thank all the listeners that have gone to SaveInfoWars.com. Make straight donations for my legal defense because the bankruptcy court says I have to pay 40% of legal fees. I'm almost out of money. Thank you for the donations you've made. SaveInfoWars.com. We're almost over the hump right now. Our credibility is exploding. But we need your support at SaveInfoWars.com. We have the biggest sale of the year so far, the InfoWars store super sale going up to 50% off on so many great items like X3, all three types of good iodine, the missing link in your body, so good for your libido, your stamina, your energy, your immune system. X3 back in stock, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. So Robert Owens of the John Birch Society, it's just, it's crazy to know the globalists had these plans 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And then to see them build them and launch them, it seems to me easy. People would rally and say no to this. But that's why they're censoring us. The Internet's saying nobody knows who first coined it is. If the situation was hopeless, the propaganda would not be necessary. So as negative as things are, we got Bolsonaro. We got Giorgia Meloni in Italy. We've got the new Canadian leader set to beat Trudeau. Who's totally anti-New World Order. I mean, you look all over the world. We are rising right now, but that concerns me because the deep state globalists are going to throw out everything they've got. They're going to pull out all the stops. What are you concerned about? What do you see happening?
Well, I'll tell you what. So I've got a 12-year-old son, Alex. The war in Europe and, the span that's looking for, the possibility of the draft being reinstated, that my son, by the time he's 18, is going to be sent off to some UN meat grinder. That's what personally has me terrified. That's one of the things that puts my feet on the floor early every morning and saying, let's get to the fight, because it's ugly. Now, I think we're going to see hyperinflation just absolutely continue to rock the economy. I think that there's an absolute war on farmers that's going on, and that is going to be absolutely devastating. We're going to have some real food shortage issues and problems that come into play. And, those that don't have the ability or don't already have a sort of farm-to-table setup, they should probably start looking into that right now. So I would say, financial insecurity, food insecurity, and war, well, those are the three big ones for me, Alex, and it's ugly.
I've interviewed him probably 30 times over the years. He hadn't been on in 5-6 years since you get him on. Who's the former editor of the New American? What's his name, whose parents were World War II vets, and it was in Vietnam, and he thought they were crazy about the New World Order, and he researched and found they were right. What's his name?
Jack McManus was the publisher for a long time of the New American. We've had so many just absolutely tremendous people on staff. That one in particular is not ringing a bell offhand, but Gary Allen has been on staff. We've had just tremendous writers that have gone forward. G. Edward Griffin was a major author for us, and of course he wrote Creature from Jekyll Island, the probably definitive exposure of the Federal Reserve.
Oh yeah, that guy's been fighting since the 60s as well.
Yeah, well, and that was through the John Birch Society, of course. He was on staff with Robert Welch, and Robert Welch was the one that encouraged him to start writing books. And of course, the research for the Creature from Jekyll Island came out of the John Birch Society Research House, as did None Dare Call It a Conspiracy, and so many other books that really completely changed so many people's understanding.
Well, that's right, and Welch saw it all. How did Welch see this ending?
So what he saw this ending is this way, that we have to build a leadership system so that in the end game, when these people are really revealed and it becomes obvious to so many in the public what's going on, we've got to be there. Welch's idea of the John Birch Society is it would provide the leadership to take all these people that were freaking out and waking up and realizing that they're in panic, and make sure that they adhere to constitutional principles, that they have solid intelligence information about who the enemy is, so they're not chasing their tails in the process. And most importantly, and I think this is critical, Alex, to do so in a way that honors God. Because if this victory is going to be realized, it's going to have God's handwriting all over it. And it's important that we conduct ourselves in such a way that it would honor God in the process. We're going to expect them to bless us, Alex. Let's honor them in the process.
I agree. The positive note is the hottest thing in the world is exposing the WMF, the New World Order, Bill Gates. Bill Gates puts a video up, he'll get a half a million negative comments, 1,000 positive. The globalists aren't doing too well.
Yeah, they're getting hammered and they're getting exposed, Alex, and their policies are evil, and even the churches are starting to wake up and realize that, we've see this issue in Michigan with this horrific abortion construct they're trying to enshrine in the Constitution there, and the churches are finally waking up to realizing this is evil. But, Alex, I look at it this way. We have the opportunity to be the catalyst for a third great awakening in America. And if we can make that happen, man, I'll tell you what, we're going to have liberty restored. We're going to have prosperity at levels that people can't even imagine.
And Robert, you're saying positive things now. What would the New World Order look like in a few minutes if they succeeded?
Well, I'll tell you what, it'll look an awful lot like, 1984. Orwell had a first row seat at how the Fabian socialists work. And so, you know, go back. You can even get 1984 as an audiobook for those that aren't readers. You want to know what it looks like? That's exactly what it'll look like.
All right. He was in the highest levels with the communists and the OSS and the propaganda, and he turned against it.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. He had a first row seat on all of it, and he knew exactly what was going on. And that's why his books, that's why Animal Farm, that's why 1984, so amazingly profound works. And here's the thing, and this is, I'll tell you, the most unbelievable members of the John Birch Society are naturalized citizens that came from communist countries, because they know it's a lie. These communists lie. They lie, 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 lie. And until people realize that it's a lie, they can't see through it. But once you understand that communism is a lie built on a lie built on a lie, such that any vestige of truth is completely eviscerated, that's where we need our people to be.
All right, powerful. What do you think of Trump, DeSantis? What do you think is going to happen in the midterms coming up as well?
Well, you know, I think that DeSantis has an awful lot of links to the globalists. Quite honestly, I'm not super impressed. You know, God bless Trump. When I heard his inauguration speech, Alex, it gave me chills down my spine listening to that inauguration speech. It was amazing. And the one from Italy too. Oh my gosh, it's awesome. But here's the thing. When he's appointing people like H.L. McMaster to be national security advisor, like that dude still had, horns and a tail on. Like, come on. Like, what are we doing here? So hopefully people like, if we're going to see a resurgence of Trump, it will be in a manner in which he's going to shed himself of any pretense of trying to deal with these people, because I think he thought he could deal with the devil. And I've got to tell you what, Trump's an amazing personality. Nobody deals with the devil and wins. It's a surefire loser.
That's right. All right, Robert Owens, website jbs.org, Constitution Corner. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you, Alex.
Appreciate you, brother. All right, Mike Adams on world famine, global collapse, all admitted. It's hard to believe we're here, but it's really happening. We should get ready for this. Mike Adams is about to take over. Again, I'm so thankful to viewers and listeners, so thankful to this crew, so thankful to everybody. We've done so much together. We're in a major fight with the deep state. I keep coming to you asking for support. You've really been coming through, but we are, God keeps me humble, always right on the edge of the black and the red there. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com because these are products you need. We have the InfoWars Store Super Sale right now. Up to 50% off on products like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, the Vitamin D3 Gummies with Calcium, the Super 1100% Strength Vitamin C Organic with the Zinc and the Rose Hips. That's all 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Make the commitment to fund the InfoWar. Thanks for coming through. Make the commitment now to get products you need to boost your immune system, be healthier and happier. Please now, don't wait. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar today. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy. The signed copies are a fundraiser on the Great Reset and the War for the World, often on number one book in the world right now, at InfoWarsStore.com. Or get the Teddy Roosevelt limited edition coin, more than half have been sold, at 1776coin.com. Mike Adams takes over in 2 minutes.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.